What is it? Why am I so disturbed on the facts that I find this black on black crime is trapped in my mind? I'm trying to figure out, is it natural hatred or is it artificial anger strategically created? What is it? Is it improper parenting or the overpopulation of bastards? Too busy clubbing the crack addict mothers while fathers remain absent. The only sex education we receive is Trey Songz, not receiving it from home. So when those boys grows up and get a girl pregnant from unprotected sex, he does like his father did and leaves her on her own. No guidance, no example on how to be a father. Mother never finished college, so he's like, what the hell is Harvard? What is it? Is it the education system, not understanding that black men learn different? Or the gym teacher teaching math who never earned a certificate? Or teachers passing kids who barely learned what division is? So by the time he's in 8th grade, he's learning what suburban kids learn in 4th grade. His only interest is raps and sports plays. What is it? Is it because we don't know our history or our heritage, the kings and queens and lives our ancestors lived? Is it because we only have 1 month to understand what's black? Imagine if you only had 1 month to learn math. How much would you actually remember? What is it? If our parents don't teach us and our teachers can't reach us, in the end we're not being taught enough. Outdated books plus uncertified teachers equals dropping out of school because we don't think we're smart enough. Music and art programs are the main things that we love, are the first ones to get cut because the government won't provide the funds. What is it? Is it the media that only portrays black men as thugs? Or the music that glorifies sex, guns, and drugs? The ice we cop can't stop the pain. Instead of being doctors operating on brains, we idolize LeBron James and Waka Flocka Flame. What is it? Is it the difference between coke and crack sales? Why 80% of these jails are filled with black males? Confused in the days, these are mice in a maze. Went from physical slavery to being mental slaves. What's the difference between penitentiaries and plantations? What's the difference between handcuffs and shackles? What's the difference between a whip and a billy club? What's the difference between Rodney King and Emmett Till? Since OJ quote-unquote got away, I guess Troy Davis and Trayvon Martin and hundreds of others have to pay. What is it? Is it this corrupt prison system? They bring jail to the streets, bring home HIV. Since there's no rehabilitation, the streets become prison. Build tincheries and close schools because jails make money and the government abides by these rules. And there are no jobs for ex-convicts, so this means no money for food and leaves unpaid rent. So you either hustle or be homeless. So the bums you see on the street, no teeth begging for change and something to eat, were probably young intelligent black youth like me, but were misguided. So while you turn your nose at them digging in the garbage, maybe that's their only way of surviving. What is it? Is it discrimination? Stop us from reaching top positions? Or the next man less qualified than I am gets the job because of white privilege? Schools don't teach entrepreneurship. They bring us army recruiters knowing veterans barely get benefits. America's economy thrives off of young black dividends, but there are only few black businesses. No guidance for kids on the corner being raised by the stop sign. No religion, but only being saved by the Glock 9. Word to Meek Mill. And every time I hear that line, my cheeks fill with tears. In a land where it's killed or be killed, we live like there isn't a God. The youth roam with no brains and cowards with no hearts. And young Dorothy being chased by young dogs is feeling like the Wizard of Oz. I'm desensitized by these wicked crimes, cause every night I hear women cry because a victim died. Makes me sick inside. Damn, what is it? A, B, C, no, D, all of the above. Because minorities don't have multiple choices. What's freedom of speech when the powers that be don't hear our voices? The only solution is strategic mass revolution, reversing the damage and reconstructing the Constitution, penetrating every institution, and most importantly, gaining wealth to fund this movement, because money makes the world go round, and the movement is useless without wealth because everything stops moving.